It is worrying times. People are indoors. The farmers can't farm, especially the women in my constituency are really down because at this time they'll be harvesting or planting their cash crops, some of their variety of their cash crops, and of now there is less farming. Children are not going to school. The educational system is down. All educational school systems are down. No schools are open at the moment. And so it is tough. The after effect of this whole thing is going to be probably years to come. We'll see the effect of it, the after effect of it. I say thank you to the British government and to others that have helped. But we still need more because our health system was fragile in the first place. And now it's totally collapsed as I'm speaking. I'll tell you, all private health places that were opened are closed now because they are not properly equipped to take care of Ebola. Should there be a case, there is a patient that comes to this private health clinic and start throwing up with blood and everything else, they cannot cope because they're not trained and equipped to deal with it. So all the pressure is on the government hospitals in the area.
Do you have a sense of the specific sets of action that need to be taken to help you?
I would love to talk to descendants and donors, those that are willing to help, so that we can cater for orphans, we can cater for the women, those that could not farm this year. What else could they be able to do? But at the same time, they need to provide the protective care, the simple things like thermometer that will be able to take temperatures to know if you've got a fever. I bought a thermometer for my constituency, just one, $200. Prices are escalating in the country. You have got probably a bag of rice that was 140,000 years, now 160,000, 170,000 years, depending on which variety you're buying.
So there's a lot of talking going on at the moment about helping, but you want to see more action, more support, practical action being taken.
More action, practical help, help from the other countries as well. Because the one thing is, like yesterday, there was 20 ambulances that were delivered by the Boeing 747 that was donated by the World Health Organization and other partners. But it's 14 districts. Before this crisis and during this crisis, my point in Parliament, what I was making was, there is, for example, Bo District, just one ambulance for the entire district. By the time I had a suspected case and called for that ambulance to attend, somebody else from another section, another constituency, Valuna Chiefdom, called for the same ambulance. When have they got the time to go and take that suspected case to the district headquarter town, disinfect that ambulance, send the same ambulance to go and collect somebody else? So the help is there, but it's not enough. The 20 ambulances, even if they are saying two per district, we will need about 28 ambulances.